Priscilla, The Hidden Life of an Englishwoman in Wartime France. Written and read by Nicholas Shakespeare. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Interrogation, 1943. On the third day, the Gestapo appeared with machine guns and drove Priscilla to 11 Rue des Saussayes. She was taken to the basement and stripped. The air was thin, sucked into the cellars by a hand-turned ventilator. Beneath a strong electric bulb, a grey-uniformed woman conducted a full and humiliating body search for cyanide pills and picked through her clothes. Then she was ordered to dress and led upstairs into a large room where a man interrogated her for 12 hours. Priscilla was accustomed to strangers asking probing questions. In the internment camp at Besançon, she was obliged to fill out forms which demanded to know her family descent, blood group, names of parents, political persuasion, religion. She had to write the answers in duplicate, and it was confusing if you did not speak German. The commandant had reprimanded one internee for writing domestic servant in the space for religion. This was more invasive, headier, more personal. The man talked in French, but it was obvious that he spoke English. "It served nothing to lie," his manner said. Where had she been at school? What books did she like reading? He asked about her mother and father, branching off into her marriage and lovers. He checked her replies against the 2 identity cards which the Gestapo had found on her, and against her previous interrogation by the French police. He was well prepared and ruthless. When had she first come to France? Why had she stayed? The occupying authorities had released her from Besançon, he noted, because she was expecting a child. What had happened to the baby? It died, she said. His eyes looked at her and dropped back to her French carte d'identité, number 40CC92076, in the name of Priscilla Douanel de la Saucerie, and registering her as sans profession. This card was no longer valid. It had run out in October the previous year. He picked up her British passport, flicked through the pages. Mace, Priscilla Rosemary, born 12th of July, 1916, Sherborne, England. Height, 5'9". Colour of eyes, blue. The passport, number 181523, was issued in London on the 10th of March, 1937, nearly 2 years before her marriage. She had clung on to it against everyone's advice and not thrown it down the lavatory, as her French sister-in-law had urged. But it was fortunate when Priscilla visited Corneille at his hotel that she had stuck to her old identity. If caught with her false French papers in the name of Simone Vernier, she would have been executed. Simone Vernier, Priscilla Mace, Vicomtesse Priscilla Douanel de la Saucerie, she was scattered among these identities, left alone by the Germans because of her blue eyes and blonde hair. She remembered her best friend, Gillian, before the war, sucking in her cheeks. La beauté, c'est notre première carte d'identité. This last identity was Priscilla's most convincing in Nazi-occupied Paris, because at some point during the second day, her interrogation was broken off. A person of influence with the Gestapo had intervened. In the evening, she was released. She was asked to sign a document with her answers written out, confirming that this was an accurate account. Then she was driven to the nursing home in Saint-Cloud, which she had given as her address. Chapter 2. Church Farm, 1957-1966. My Aunt Priscilla, my mother's sister, was a figure of unusual glamour and mystery in my childhood. She lived on a mushroom farm on the Sussex coast with her second husband Raymond, a jealous man who never let her far from his sight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?